This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Kama futhane nje xa unoyicacisa itopic namhlanje ungathi mhlambi yimfundiso idoctrine and namhlanje sincokola ngombuzo othi why is doctrine important mhlambi umuntu uzasicenda siweze asinikele umbuzo ngomntu kamke esemnxebeni masikwamkele unique kamke
ndiyabulela tata ndibulise nabamameli emakhaya
enkosi ngethemba loma noko mfundini iWorcester ikuphethe kakuhle
Ewa noko tata no andasikhalaza ngoku ndafika ngapha ndafikela eXonika izandleni noko ezishushu so I've been welcomed really so it's been a good day on my side
sure no I'm glad man look 27 namhlanje ndacinga ukuba zintsuku zintathu ezishekileyo siyivala inyanga kajuni inyanga kajuni esouth africa inyanga ebekelwe bucala ukuqwalasela abantu abatsha and I think it's a fitting topic ndifuna feedback mntakamngena abavule iradio na apha kubuyivule ngicela nithobele nje so bendisathi into yokuba le nyanga kajuni bekwabucala ngurhulumente ukuqwalasela abantu abatsha ndiyacinga uba it's a fitting topic into yokuba sijonge thina abantu bakholwayo why is it important that you know why is doctrine important because xa sikholwa you know if siqala enkosini sisebatsha sibe singafumani imfundiso efanelekileyo sizawulahleka and so later on ebomini bethu sawenza ii-choices ezirong simane mhlawumbi neemfundiso ezingancedisaniyo nathi sibe ngaba bantu besikade sixa sibajonga ngoku sisakholwayo okanye sisebatsha enkosini sikhona uba eyi oopastor bani ireputation yaba ayintlanga ngomso sibe ngoopastor bani nathi aba besithi ireputation ayintlanga ngenxa yendlela yokuba khasifumane foundations ezirayithi so ndiyafuna nje mhlawumbi kancinane nje usinike noba mhlawumbi a brief description of what does this mean, this idea of doctrine, and then thathe ke ngokwintambo ndizinikele kuwe ube songena kwinto esilungiselelo namhlanje.
Okay, ndiyabulela tata, ndibulela kakhulu. I'll get straight into it. Because it's not about doctrine, because oftentimes people would, maybe sisilungu esingasixaki, sisinobe sisixaki. I-doctrine yona tata yimfundiso. So now when we talk about ke ngoku doctrine or sound doctrine, because we're saying kufuneka sikwazi ukuyilandoza kwi-differentiator. When we talk about doctrine, a doctrine is a belief or a set of beliefs held and taught by a church, can be a church, can be a political party or any other group. That is just ke ngoku leyo a doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
However, when we speak now of a sound doctrine, because even like I explain upon where you know that I explain that we emphasize that the sound doctrine.
Mm.
Yeah, but so it's not just any doctrine but a sound one.
Yeah,
you know that because we oftentimes there are different religious groups and abantu ne political parties and by believer, lo doctrine a by teacher and ngoba by believer. Ukuba it sound or not is a whole different thing. And then any into that makes it to be very difficult. Almost akekho umuntu onokholelwa kwinto engamsebenzelanga because you would often hear emndwini noba umbuze umuntu ba lento uthi kholelwa kuyo lenkolo yakho. Akakubuza oftentimes don't hear people bekubuza ukuba yiyo na is it the true one or iyakusebenzela because you often hear abantu bembuza uba iyandisebenzela eyokuba yinyaniso oayoyinyaniso andingeni nawo but mna because abantu bafuna into ezibasebenzelayo you know so we become pragmatic ngaloo nto ke ngoku so wena uyafika undixelela uba okay no ayiyo le nto le mfundiso ayiyo ayihambelani neBhayibhile or iyakhabana nezibhalo lemfundiso yakho eyoba yakhabana okanye yakhabana imajority yabantu do not care about ngezi zinto but on the what they care about iyabasebenzela na uyabona wena that.
Sure.
So that's what I needed to first of all to iron it out but ke ngoku thina as amaKrestu funeka inkolo yethu because ke even you'd find even nalapha kuthi singamakholwa or le nto the Christian sect iyavuba nawe sineemfundiso ezingafaniyo uzaya kuleni icawe ufike kulena ukuthi kufundiswa le ninto uye kwini icawe kufundiswa le ninto uyeva ke ngokwena that. So that's when it's very important that from Paul, the Apostle Paul himself, by indogonile na it sound doctrine, because even the Pharisees now, but they had doctrines zabo abafundi babo. But then was it sound is a whole different ball game. But then I would think my sibalweni sizofumana isibhalo sethu phaka uTitus chapter 2 verse 1 uyavaphana uPaul charges uTitus the city you must teach what is accord with sound doctrine. And the sound bentheta ngayiba you must teach akathi phana makafundi ulento uTitus makafundise nje inkolo but makafundise inkolo eyiyo ehandwa eyiyo yabona wena that. So such a mandate can go yenza ibe obvious that sound doctrine is important. Getting to your question can go about why is sound doctrine important?
Okay.
But not your opinion as is booth, but why is it important? Okay, does it really make a difference what we believe? Because of Vabana City and I'm dealing with Christ, but I believe we can do believer. As is the Christ, but then can go at the very same time, the lapo. Kholelwa in the New Testament. Because the city lend it by being you often hear about your band, but outdated the Bible because in a believer window as a seven
zelai.
And we're going back to Blondoba. Even though you what is sound or what is correct in this day and age. It's not really important that important because in the funa bafuna band into abasebenzela moving right along. So this sound doctrine now we have established uba nyani ibaluleki because inkolo yethu is based ngena kuma Christ because our sound doctrine is important because our faith is based on a specific message. Inner messages means and the overall teaching of the church contains in those means. And then going back to Glenda Benito, means again, was in teachings or in Tuniso, but then Ukuba, Bana, led into the which is primary. A message which is important, Yoguba, Ukrest, Wasela, is on the into Epsos is bad. So, and Nalapo, he was raised on the third day, and that is according to scripture. If you manage to go into the text from 1 Corinthians 15, from verses 3 to 4. So this is what we call good news. And so this is what sound doctrine is. The moment you change the message, and can go with basis and call you to judge the sugar from Christ to something else. Going back to the Moglon, Abandi, they no longer care about what is sound doctrine because they don't really concerned about the gospel, they're concerned about Izindo, as Basadan Zela, or they are concerned about Lindoza, Inkolo, because going back to say there are clear, because as Bandi Bendi Bekilu, because there is doctrine and there is sound doctrine.
Yes.
Oftentimes, Tina sees Zakuti and Ukuba, Yakusebenzela. For instance, that's why you still have people, a lot of people today, abating Zamanzi, a lot of people today, but Sebenza is in and they use the doctrine that is quite familiar, prevalent among, especially at Umakabu, so Rumayaz Lord. Among by Sebenza, but let doctrine, the point of conduct, by Sebenza, point of conduct. So, oftentimes, Abandi, because Sebenza is in the Kabating, a man betting situa, betting sandon. So you think Ababandi Bonabas singer is into do not think. No Abandi by a thing. And now by as no bazenkum with the message. Yabona Italy or in Fundi, so look away, Yoguba, into Uzexadent something. You need something tangible. You need something a bandy guy. Because the but then it tell up into Tanazo, make the corner into seven side. And now it's very easy to believe on something where you born than move can turn the Tanazi, Lugupella, that's it. And that's why oftentimes, so can go, it teaching along on the shape Ama call about Kole Lugu Zindo more than Christ himself.
Hey, Dagamke.
So that's why it is very important to keep that which accords to sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is just the Christ at the forefront of everything, not the man of God. Because oftentimes, a man of God, they would often depend on Uba, a man of God, I can't understand this, isn't it? Because, because at the foundation of it all, but that point of contact, bafuna something as about tangible. That's what I'm trying to say. So that is why the sound doctrine is important, because the gospel, first of all, is sacred. And the moment we tamper with it, what is the gospel? The gospel is that Christ came and died for our sins.
Oh yes.
So that is the important things. And then as we can go of course now they matter. But then at the end of the moment umana the basic foundation, which is about Christ was is always it. So and then as men of God, as Abazalwana, our duty is to deliver the message, not to change it. I think I end the message about Ikawayam or Ikawayu ever since, because you often hear even at testimonies there too, they don't glorify Christ per se. They either glorify the men of God or long on the Yambabu Azotunzo or Kunda speak Apaklekawa when they do a no pinosi no
deep.
All the men of God and kind of zeal, when they go, hey, no. So, Lendo, but Busha, we are in the Lendo, you buy a point of conduct. But in order for you to go from the good, the in order for, or in the lab, not just me, cow, from the good, the clear me, cow, because what we do in this. And the law, in the law teaching, you would find, King of Nalapo, about a corner of the moment you are about to that is the teaching and that is the doctrine that has been exposed to and by cholera. So once I often find that the teaching is not blame about how easy to blame because you to learn let doctrine I human is sound, whereas it is not. It is a doctrine now in all the Bible knows that. Because at the end of the day, Ababandu, they are clever in how they do things. Of course, I like it, but they are sheep lenders. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. Because ukuba kaloku tada bebe village bethi kuti bezi wolves. No one.
Because I born a mosby is an luma that ban ngangen nonge na glent.
But then kengo kubazi bazi lenders bazi kunusha. But Babunakali had a Zikusha, put on a party. Yabona, when you keep Zing, moving right around, and the pin that you call Napaku Lenos of Wood conveys, imagine, Milan was an agent rather in guarding the trust. Utia Palapa, Uti, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. As a spoon of Wood with a stream. So as we pin the book in Philippians 1:27, to contend, the word contend carries the idea to actively fight for something, to give it everything you've got. And the Bible also includes a warning neither to add nor subtract from God's word. So the moment you can go to the bank, in order for his endosako, you can go to the bank, and alone it's a doctrine, but is it sound or not? So what I would love for to test each and every spirit. I mean, umfundiswako is not a benefit just because umfundiswako. The Bible is very clear. I like it, even a great founder for the Bereans, the Christians in Berea. Paul, even the Apostle Paul himself, they investigated Paul, everything that Paul was teaching them, everything Paul was saying to them, by team by compare it against scripture. So whenever we go to a church, be it or not, whatever he says, you might test it with scripture.
Yeah.
So this teacher is no matter how powerful it might be, is only powerful and just move.
Yes.
But is it sound? So how do I know if it's sound or not? Does it accord or does it align with what the Bible says?
At
the center of it all, is Christ being glorified by younger Lord? Because younger in at the point of Lilo's message yet, the basic foundation younger who Christ.
Yes.
So if the message is no matter how helpful or how powerful it might be, but if I could point to Christ, that teaching or that doctrine is not sound. And that's what is the important point. But it's sound doctrine. It helps us. Yes, neither. It was again to ascertain a truth in a world of falsehood.
Okay.
So many false prophets have gone out the way they were said. Many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Mm.
They are tares among the wheat, and they are wolves among flocks.
Mm.
So the best way again was to distinguish between truth from falsehood is to know the truth. And so he hasn't done truth by knowing that which is found. Sound and pinning was so a sound doctrine is also important because the end of sound doctrine is life.
Sure.
So we ought to watch.
Sure.
You must watch in Piloyapo, watch your life and turn closely.
Mm.
And so we ought to persevere in sound doctrine because any indoctrination we must be careful of. Sound doctrine or in Fundis or EU is never popular.
Yes.
So if we watch closely that which we believe, because that which we believe, and in PLSDPI, we wonder about okay now the accords. Because in Aeon and Dogan with data is that we often were more worried about the fruit is whether we live a life that glorifies God. No, if fruit is the locality to focus our goals, this is the industry that we life in, money promotion, so we look at material things, materialistic things, rather than checking that you know about whether this thing is sound or not. And that's the
yeah, emgen difuna uthetha kodwa ndiyafuna noba ubethe then uxa ugqibile ndingene ndinezinto endifuna mhlawumbi siphinde sisijonge mhlawumbi kwiinto obuzinyathele mandiyekele kugqibezele then ndibuye ndingene.
Okay, mandiqibezela ke tata.
Yes.
So mandiphinde ndifuna ukuya pha kula ndawo apho ithetha ngento yokuba we should not add or subtract elizwini likaThixo. It is very important because changing God's message of grace is a godless thing to do. So we all believe in grace. Grace, God did everything. And then even the things that God has done for us, God has saved us, not because we're deserving or more deserving than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
By his grace, decided to save us. So I can understand awareness just because we're any different or when it's because we feel an impilo that was glorifying God or impilo at the right in the societal standard. No, God chose you in spite of you. Yes, I know that. So, and that is what is grace. That's what grace is. Some doctrine, it is important. Why? Because it encourages a believer, a love of God's word, and brings great peace. So it also helps us. It encourages us also some doctrine. We often focus on God's love, which brings about peace because we know this love that we get from God is undeserving because God chose to love us. And then I also like it says the word of God says we love him because he first loved us.
Oh yes.
And those who proclaim peace is the very same people who proclaim salvation, because with salvation comes peace. We are at peace with God. So a pastor or umfundisi must hold firmly to the trustworthy of umfundisi. It has been taught. As we for men now, we must deliver. We must deliver it as is, not to tamper with it. So that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. And then how do we oppose now that which is unsound by knowing that which is sound?
Sure.
So the word of wisdom is, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have set.
Okay.
Now, that's when we read from Proverbs 22, verse 8, which says, do not remove the ancient landmark which your fathers have said. So you must not remove or add to that which scripture has been revealed to us. So if we can apply this to the sound doctrine, the lesson is that we must preserve it. So preserve sound doctrine, which is that which accords to sound doctrine, and we might deliver it as is to the people, as not is a deal. To this day, and we are still standing, and by the grace of God, we still have some land. We still have the word of God untempered, unerrant.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear something, you can be able and can rest that ukuthi uzokwazi ukufumana ukwazi uzokwazi ukutest against the word of God. And if it comes short of it, that's learners and be to be sure to know ukuthi lento lonto is ubuntu obuyivaya, it is unsound and it is not of God.
Yes.
Because that.
Yeah. Ngike manibulele. I think zonke izinto bezisenhlizweni yami nezinibambisa amazinyo njengobuthetha, because I've, a lot of examples are creeping up as njengobuthetha. Umzekelo, there's a very popular church esetivini eyaziwa ngumuntu wonke, and I think abantu abayilandele kudala isaqala umfundisi wakhona engekabikho popular kakhulu esaqala ba bawundi ngqinela into okuba khanga qala ngelihlobo alilo ngoku where you know ungcingiswa nguthe ngento okuba abantu xa sebeyo testify ngaphambili uvuba ile testimonies about okona dibana nomfundisi okanye okona dibana nale nkonzo and zangaqale pha. If you listen to earlier testimonies, xa ubukela abantu bebe glorify uThixo uYesu wandenzela lento, this is now mhlawumbe phaa ko 2006-07 kanje, and mhlawumbe le, you know, let's say any years between that and maybe up to 2010, and then slightly sabona kukhona utshintsho ndoyika nje andikwazi uyibiza le gama lenkonzo, ndinethemba loba nomphulaphula osebenzisa i-imagination yakhe isetivini kwii-channel ezininzi etivini iocupyile kakhulu pha. Then kwafika ixesha lokuba yatshintsha ilanguage ebantwini, bathi xa bebulela abantu bengqinqa pha ngaphambili athi umntu ndibulela uThixo wale nkonzo, ndibulela bamka apho bathi ndibulela le nkonzo oko nadibana nale nkonzo, ndibulela umfundisi oko nadibana nomfundisi. And so ibethethela ye point of contact, and it's so sad because ngoku akusekho mahluko phakathi kwala nkonzo nezi sizaziyo uba zizi-cult ezi-clean zona ezithe phaqa zi-clean, but in language, yokuba, you know, uYesu uyasindisa and so on, uYesu wafela izono zethu, abayiyekanga, but ikhavarishwa emveni koko ingabonakali significance yayo, yinto yokuba lonke uzuko lento ezenzekileyo apha libuyiselwa kumfundisi okanye libuyiselwa kwigama lale nkonzo. And so I think thanks for touching on that, because ndiyacingela uba often when we talk about unsound doctrine siye singazibali ezise-sublime inkonzo, singaveli kakhulu zona, ndiyaqona, sijonge ezi zi-clear, zi-heretic, bayo, umzekelo leya, silibali into yokuba it starts small.
Yeah, that's very small, exactly.
And abazali xa benganqandwa kwezi zinto, you know, sometimes kuthiwe sibulisa umfundisi engekho, iyekwe laa nto inganqandwa into yoba hey guys, akekho lapho umfundisi. This is how we start ubanqula befundisi, because akekho lapho thenisinga, inganqandwa laa nto, iyabhilda laa nto, ikhule ngom sizawumila ingcambu, imila intloko, ingabi sakwazi ukususwa, idibe iculture yalapha enkonzweni. So thanks very much for touching on that. And I think the other point you shared, and maybe I'll pose this one as a question, you know, you refer to the Berean Church, ABCD, Paul Ekabok Tetana Bonges Palo, M. Kile, Bashekebes, Bicotis Palo, Ukangel and Dogma, you know, if I did it, but Lenny Paul Funzagobo is true. They didn't just take him at his word. No, but I go Paul.
Yes,
sir. So, Jembam Shambing as it used to happen, you know, with Iban Haseperi, Mdagamge. Is it because Silays, Silibanda, Okanyam Shambi, irresponsibility, yes, but yes, sound doctrine, see, Tomekum Fundi, see, to Asinam Lawil and Delatin? What do you think is the cause?
I think it would go in both ways, because you would find that at the beginning it's very difficult. Of course, the momentum the girl figure a clue sound of figure.
Yeah.
Of course, I think you would adopt law lender the law practice of actually questioning almost everything and going home. After the service, you go home and then test and see what okay was it really like that. But over time, after you have developed trust.
Mm.
So low, but no man, I can't cut.
Yeah,
but no, over time, go sense anything. You've developed that trust, and you have also developed that low bond, along bond.
Yeah, but
so which is game over you, got the apple, so you let it down because you believe, and then now you wouldn't want to believe. We are cut, because here's another thing, you would find that it is very, very difficult for someone to change. Because abanye abantu kuthethe nabo umuntu umbone ba umbonise something abanekholela kuyo ibe iwrong and umbonise against imbhalo, but then uzawuthi ke ngokumuntu ngiyayivalela uthethayo and ingaba iright, but it will be very difficult for me to change le nto ndiyikholelweyo for years and hold on to what you are telling me.
Mm.
So because it's very difficult and going to be very painful for me to admit, first of all, what I've been taught all these years is falsehood or it's false. And I, so I think, Londo, of course, Abandu is my personally at the beginning, we're all like that. Because if you're going to join a new church or whatever, and as a new Christian, as a believer, as a new convert, you were dependent on that man.
Yep.
Because first of all, we found the Bible.
Yep.
And where to and how to pray, things like that. So over time, we was a developer, a trust. Must but we have helped you. So trying to understand as maybe something that will help them is that. So whenever checking is into that which is sound, I like the word of God. So the word of God says, declares good to God shares his glory with no man. So whenever we thank God for that which he has done for us, no one needs to be thanked rather, but God.
Yep.
So above all, doctrine sound doctrine promotes God's glory. So the doctrine shines forth as one of the glorious rays of the gospel.
Yep.
And we also direct our faith and love toward God in Christ.
Mm.
So, and it also enables us, allow us to walk in his presence and give him the glory he deserves. So it's Christocentric.
Yep.
So a doctrine that is found is a doctrine that is Christ-centered.
Sure.
And the doctrine that promotes a number of ends. So sound doctrine delivers us from the snare of falsehood, because the aguas can go to differentiate.
Yes.
Yeah, but so and can go, that's the thing. So doctrine also serves God's saving work both inside and outside the church.
Yeah.
So outside, those who are outside, we call them. And then once they're inside him, we teach them about God.
Mm.
So I think it is going back to Umbuzo Akodada. It's not, it might be laziness, but it might not even about laziness, because as time goes, as now you grow in the knowledge of Christ, and as also the Holy Spirit allows you and enables you to be able to understand the scripture. For instance, especially in the knowledge of Christ, God.
Yeah.
So it's very painful and very difficult, and I wouldn't wish this upon anyone, because of course, at the end of the day, unfortunately, it, you know, the growth now, and it becomes uncomfortable at times.
Yes.
Because you've longed you so much adored and loved. Because that's when it becomes painful when it becomes barren. Because that process is not easy. It's nice, but then when it happens in real life, when do you grow, you know, and so fond of? So now that's the Holy Spirit showing you, and you have to, and the third part is, you have to do something about it.
Yeah.
Because at first, no man, it's fine. Maybe things will change. And the thing is, when you look around, everyone else is blessed by the doctrine. That's the doctrine of the church. You can't, it's not sound doctrine.
Yeah.
It's a doctrine of the church in the sense that when the umuntu is acquainted or is aware of the late doctrine, so that's why he bends about feeling I'm none. When I can who's a student of the Bible, they go on that this is foreign to me.
Yeah.
And then can use about nothing where to learn or there's something wrong with you. It's very difficult and it's uncomfortable.
Corner physically, but question everything. Because this scripture is saying otherwise, and I can imagine, you know, why it makes one uncomfortable. Is it maybe as a risk measure, ne? Because and they are bound, you know, they're fallible. They are bound to make impazamo. They are bound. And I think you know him. At some point, we had a discussion around this, and you know, he said something very profound to me. What we must be able to differentiate between heresy and doctrinal error.
Yes, sir.
Because sometimes omnyumdu, you know, is not heretic. Akalahlekisi. You know, at least deliberately. You know, akayenzi ngokuyikhetha into bandingumlahleki zinzawulahlekisa ngoba ndifuna inzuzo ethile. In other words, ndizabathengisela abantu i-oil bajongise kwiinto zam eziphathekayo ndibe ndifundise le mfundiso ka-point of contact into yoba ungahanguze kule nkonzo, ahanguze kum, awuzofumana ntsikelelo. And so lowo mosuyikhethile uba nazi indlela endizawufundisa ngayo kuba ndinenzuzo yemali mhlawumbi ndiyifumanayo apha. Yiunderstand? Omnye uzawufundisa into yokuba kufuneka ubhatale ixabiso elithile for zakho zixolelwe funeka uyimaintaine le nto uyaqonda yoxolelo lwakho ngemali nangeminikelo uyaunderstand funeka ubhatale and so lo uyalahlekisa but kukhona omnye afundisa into ngongaqondi ibe ingenabuzaza bungakho in terms of ubungozi and futhi enewillingness oba xa inoboniso angaguquka atshintshe kule mfundiso afundisa ngayo. Now as a risk measure mntakamnge, would you agree with me mhlawumbi into yoba we need to expose ourselves to other teachers of the word so that sizokwazi uba singabikho ubaleka ndale trusted engayo. Sometimes you trust umfundisi wakho because okokoko ukhonza kuye, you understand? Okokoko ukhonza kuye, ufundiswa nguye, awunanto ethi ngenye ixesha makhe into ayi-double checka le nto, you understand? Because akanasizathu sokuphosisela ingakumbi emepulpitini. So awucingi ngolo hlobo. Is it not better than mhlawumbi as a risk measure to open ourselves to other teachers, mhlawumbi at least of the same kind, so that uzofunda ukuba mhlawumbi if mhlawumbi ndenza umzekelo ndino Pastor Mgendi, no Pastor Mdried, no Pastor Chita, Pamguama, Banshomaezai. Now, if Mgendi is going to be able to kule topic in Jane, and hopefully, mshambi, if we view it different, then I get an opportunity to challenge this thing against scripture, but also against the two of them. This requires no one to find a perspective. What do you think about that?
I love this question of yours, because it's one. I think I'm growing up in and faith, because that's one of the things I remember. Now even in the school in I would, for instance, mamela a certain message on YouTube, didn't type into the message, so I didn't really care about any law preaching the message. Yeah, I just wanted that particular message, so it didn't really matter who it was. But then the other thing that I came across when I'm on this, I was discouraged from doing that.
Okay.
So here's another thing. And Kobani said it's not that they have ill intentions. No, they don't. Because Uzama Ukugada wena, because some they believe that ukuba you go with that approach uzawulahlekiswa because uzava umfundisi ethetha leni, let's say umdry, umfundisi umdry as umzekelo wakho, iteacher teacher about something else that is contrary from what mna our teaching. As I say, yes, at the foundation of it all, here's another thing. Sound doctrine, I must clarify, but sound doctrine is the teaching about our Heavenly Father,
yep,
revealed in Christ Jesus.
Yep.
And this message is transmitted to us, or is speaking by the Holy Spirit,
yep,
in the Holy Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And it is to be received and followed and confessed and going to end for the glory of God.
Okay.
But then here's another thing. If we can be able, there are certain doctrines whereby we might differ.
Mm.
But then the foundation of it all, but Christ, when there are essential messages or essential doctrines,
mm-hmm,
that okay, apho ubani umdry nopreacher nomnge bayavisisana apha. And then ke ngoku there are other doctrines where we might differ. And this doctrine ke ngoku do not, they are non-essential, as they would say, but they do not tamper with Christ and his work of salvation.
Yes.
Yeah, so going back to Glendale Amkenguba, oftentimes kwabanye abantu bazalwane, they are discouraged from listening to other, you know, to other preachers, with the fear of what you malasegis, because ukwana mifuni peke na mamela waysit kengo kena. Elendo za ya kinsi kwe ya flock is not allowed to ba imamele no bangu ba nina, because bona the damage he has to repair the damage every Sunday. So uti mna to then teach about the grace, amamele omni umfuni so teach about the grace, but abamkale is about something different. But it shows ba lo elo kolwa is alikakhuli, because ikholwa elimatured liyakwazi mos ukumamela and then be able to filter ubona uba okay lena nokuzawukwazi ukuhluza ubona uba no lena. And then now as umfundisi you have to ingase naw ube nayo ube lo confidence uba no man mna I've taught scriptures and yeyazi nani umntu uba uzokwazi uba independent akwazi ke ngoku to contend for faith.
Yebo,
contend for the faith, because any in the belief is easier when it occurs within a community. So if you are constantly hammered to into A1, it becomes a truth. It's a biblical truth or not.
Mm.
But it becomes truth because belief is easier when it occurs within a community.
Mm.
You know, these people are public hour, but calling A1 and turning A1 and
comfortable.
But then now, the moment who's on a teaching and the teaching a different, and the painful thing is, and we didn't disappoint, but we no longer have the dialogue, like proper dialogue, sing where is Christ? Where is Christ in all of this? So we should be able to understand, you know what, we might have different understanding of Londo,
we
get to a point, but okay, no, you know what? Yeah, if I didn't the point, I'm there, if I need a key point, but I will still try and maybe I will do your research more. So these are the things we should be, and it's very sad, very sad.
Thanks for your time, and we're out of time, and I think that just as a final point of thought for myself is, you know, sometimes we idolize, our leaders, we idolize, even the doctrines themselves. And I think that is why we fight. Because galogu lenenza ndibe nomsindo xa question the doctrine yami ngalo thuka into xa ndixabisileyo uthuka uThixo wami. And you understand? And that's why ndiba angry. I'm defending my doctrine. I'm defending, uThixo wami okanye into endiyixabise kakhulu to that level. And I think if singayazi into yokuba, iscripture indlela esipowerful ngazo, esineempendulo zento yonke ngayo, singayazi iscripture, for lack of a better word, asidingi Sayibeka kanjani nifunda silwe asifuna ulwelo because we do have to contend we do have to contend for it but I think sinempendulo zonke ilion le yaqonda I think we defend amose lion ufuna nje uyivulela and I think that's what we need to do xa sinike opportunity siyoba sixo singabazalwana lentina we have to be able to open scriptures and have a dialogue. You know, have these conversations. Ngomoya oba singama Christu, but sine areas ngeko clear ngazo, masincokole. And hopefully, umangcelo uyasinceda siphume sine convictions ezitshintshile. So thank you for bringing this. Thank you for even your approach to this conversation. I think it's realistic. I think it's relatable. Ithetha kanye kanye kwizinto encinga nomphulaphule ka umamele. Uyacinga hey, ndiyazi umzekelo wenkonzo ethile eshumela ngohlobo. Okanye nami iyandichaphazela le mfundiso njengomfundisi ndifundisa ngohlobo oluthile. Mhlawumbi abazalwane bam ndiyabavalela bam bamamela omnye umfundisi because now umfundisi mhlawumbi i-intentions akho nyhani njengbutsho mntakamnge zirayithi unento awufuni bonzakale but at the same time when upose i-risk yoba what happens xa kunophazama wena xa bengenandlebe for omnye umntu that means bavimpazamo yakho bahambe nempazamo yakho for the rest of ixesha bakhonze enkonzweni yakho so there's a risk to these things let's have an open dialogue as young people as leaders as omama as otata let's have an open dialogue let's open the scriptures let's talk and I thank you for this mntakamnge inkosi kusikele tata man
thank you very much inkosi
inkosi kakhulu right ncola nenkosi yazi uunique kamnge ngaphe uSindede Nkulu sincokola ngendima ye doctrine why is doctrine important and I think uyibeke yacaca sikhumbule kizabe available kwi podcast ngolwesithathu 30th ka June izabe seyavelable uzoyijonge bangabe mhlambe lencoko ibambe phakathi kanye mhlambe kuphosile uva senichaza nje besicola ngentoni na ngena wena phakathi ku www.kpulpit.co.za uzoyifumana phansi kwegama likamphumzi Hasman uzabona mfundo inqubo zethu zonke zipha you can listen to our podcast yanamhlanje nezinye ezidlulileyo namhlanje sincokola naye umntaka unique kam Ngema sihambe sengoma Kane Nyati selencangile sithi yena smile.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.